This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Sick 'em for the Baylor Bears. National champions taking down Gonzaga last night in dominant fashion. They won the game by 16 points. And now joining us is the athletic director at Baylor, Mac Rhodes. Mac, first off, congratulations. I would ask you how you're doing, but I think I know the answer to that one.
Well, thank you, Zach. I appreciate you having me on. And as you know, still excited, still fired up, but a little bit on the tired side.
Did you get any sleep last night?
No, I mean, literally, we went to bed probably most of us at about 5:30 a.m. and got up at 7 and started packing. I think that took all of us about an hour or two just to pack after being there for 20 days and collecting all kinds of stuff.
Now, we knew that there was no doubt you guys were going to win with about like 5-6 minutes to go. What is the lasting image from last night when you look at it without even having really to have this victory settle in for less than 24 hours?
Yeah, I think the lasting image is just it was before the game, it was during the game, and then toward the end of the game and certainly after the game. It's just our guys were just – they were really at peace. They were really sure of themselves and I think they were just so locked in and ready to play the best that they've ever played, and just this belief in one another. And that's carried the team throughout this entire year, and really throughout the last 2 years. Just a special group of young men.
When you guys had the COVID issues, take us through what you had to go through as an athletic director, because there were a lot of people. We all know you guys had a great basketball team, but a lot of people said, I don't know if Baylor is going to be able to recover from that because it's kind of this unprecedented time that we're living in.
Yeah, it was, it was a really a punch in the gut. You know, we had just come off a really big win at Texas, and literally the next day we tested, and that's when, two positives came up, right? And then, over the course of, let's call it the next 7 days, we had about 15 contract the virus, probably equal staff and equal student athletes. And so, I think at that point in time, it was just, you deal with what you have to deal with, right? And let's just try to get through this period of time, right? Hard to maintain anything in terms of conditioning and basketball skill, but did what we could because there were still three or four that could work out, work out individually. But it was just a time of uncertainty. And we knew that when we came back and we were able to play that, more than likely we weren't going to be ourselves, right? There was precedent before us with some other teams that had long pauses. And but again, I go back to, your initial question. There was just this belief that, we'll get back to that same level. And I think for us internally, Scott and did such a great job, his staff, and I think the entire, just athletic department just trying to stay positive that we're going to get through this, find a way, some way, somehow, this is a blessing in disguise.
Mac Rhodes, the athletic director at Baylor. They just won the national championship last night for their basketball program, taking down Gonzaga. Obviously, when people contract COVID, you're wondering how they're going to react to it, and there's so much concerns about the physical well-being of your student-athletes. The mental component of it, too, what did you guys do as an athletic program? Because there's obviously a lot more awareness, and thankfully so, for mental health this year.
Yeah, it's a great question. Great question, Zach. We've got, you know, two full-time mental health specialists within our department, and then we have someone on campus that spends 50% of their time with athletics. So two and a half folks, and just really, they do such a great job working with our student athletes and being really locked in with them. And, you know, we actually took, you know, our student athletes proactively through some training on how to deal with COVID, how to deal with, you know, quarantine. And at the time, you know, at the beginning of this, and most of it, if you remember right, it was 14 days if you were a close contact, right? And you had to be quarantined. And then, you know, if you contracted it, it was 10 days of isolation. And so the mental health piece was such a big piece of this, and still is, right? I'm almost talking like we're through this, and we're not. We're still in the midst of a pandemic, and we're still having student athletes. We're still having people across the country test positive, and still, unfortunately, people dying from it. And so the mental health piece was huge for us, and we're just grateful and blessed to have some really good people working in that area with our student athletes. And I'll tell you this also, Zach, we think about student athletes, but it's the same for staff. You know, having to work with our staff and those that contracted it as well.
I can't imagine the pressure that was on you and Scott this year. Even when you got to the bubble and you find out that one of the games unfortunately had to get canceled, I couldn't even imagine. It's like you're probably sitting on pins and needles just each and every night, right?
Yeah, you really are, because it's just, you know, it's not anything that you can control. And so, you know, you're just waiting, and you're hoping that, you know, people, you know, stay healthy and other games aren't canceled. And, you know, by the way, while I'm just thinking about it, just shout out to Danny Gavitt and his staff. What they pulled off in Indy was amazing. And I would surmise to say that if you asked all the teams, the 68, right, that participated, I think all of them would say just how grateful they were or they are for the opportunity. They did such a wonderful job. And, you know, it was a big miss last year. It certainly was for our kids. And we think about Freddie Gillespie and Devontae and not being able to play in their last year. And so that was a big miss. And to be able to come back and pull this off and play it this year was huge.
It was nice last night in the celebration, because the NCAA tournament is such a family event for anyone that's ever participated in it or covered it, that they did allow some family members to actually see their family and celebrate the moment. How did you celebrate it last night in kind of these different times? But clearly you want to celebrate a championship and be proud of your guys.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, the NCAA provided each institution, Gonzaga and us, about 200 wristbands, and our student athletes, our players, and our staff were able to give it to family members. And so they found a spot in the convention center, big ballroom, for us to walk on over there. And players were able to hug their moms and dads and aunts and uncles. And it was just a great time of joy. My wife Amy was there, and so I hadn't seen Amy since March 10th.
Wow.
And when we headed to the Big 12 tournament, and because remember we all, you know, we were in a bubble at the Big 12, and then we went straight from Big 12 to Indy. And so awesome just to see her and to give her a hug. And so it was just that was really awesome and really thoughtful of the NCAA to do that and allow the kids to spend some time with their families. And then you know, I think after that it was Giordano's pizza and Diet Coke and a lot of conversation till about 5 a.m. in the morning.
What was your conversation like with Coach Drew?
Oh gosh, I mean, just all over, just how grateful, how grateful he is, you know, for the opportunity. You know, I was at UTEP, and I was there during the time where they made the movie Glory Road, the 1966 national championship, and I mentioned to him that this is a movie when you think about what he took over, right, 18 years ago, you know, the belief, the faith that he had in this journey of 18 years and, you know, a national championship. And so we talked about how great our people are, right? You win with people, and you're only as good as the people around you and staff. And again, just what a terrific group of young men, and just how awesome it was to be around them. I just to go into the bubble, and at the last minute, I almost pulled out just because so much was going on. And man, I would have so regretted that, and so thankful and grateful that I stayed in, and or that I kept in the bubble and was with the other 33.
Mac Rhodes, the AD at Baylor, you got there in 2016. Clearly, Scott Drew already had one of the greatest rebuilds of all time, and now it is the greatest rebuilds of all time with what he had to take over and go through going back to 2003. What type of coach did you think you had when you got there in 2016? And did anything kind of impress you or surprise you better than what was advertised and being said about Scott Drew when you got there?
Yeah, I thought, you know, when I coming to Baylor, you know, I thought, you know, Scott had a coach that was a, you know, just huge energy, extremely positive, right? Great motivator. You know, this tremendous will to find a way to get things done. Really good recruiter and good basketball coach. What I you know, quickly realized, right? And you know, long before we won the national championship last night, Scott's an elite basketball coach, X and O guy, and he's a student of the game and continually getting better, and I think that's the beauty of him. He hasn't reached his ceiling yet. He knows that and understands that. Scott is a much better coach today than he was 18 years ago, and again, the great thing about Scott is 5 years from now, I think he's going to be a better coach than he is today, because he's humble and he wants to learn and he wants to get better, and not for himself, but for his players and for his staff. So yeah, he's still evolving as a coach, which is a really, really cool thing.
And that's a scary thought for the rest of college basketball fans. It's a good thing for you to say and for you to think about, because when you win a championship, it doesn't get much better than that, as you know.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, now the hard part, Zach, and you know this, right?
Repeat. Everyone's going to expect this to be each and every year now.
Yeah, repeat. And how do you stay nationally relevant? How do you stay at this level? And there's cycles, right? Everybody, you know, has a cycle, but just trying to stay in that upper, you know, 10% is really, really hard to do. And so we have our work cut out for us, but we're gonna continue to fight, scratch and claw to see if we can continue to keep the program at that level in an unbelievably, as you know, competitive environment. Men's basketball is so competitive, and truly, you know, any one of those teams, think about UCLA, right? One game away, they're in the play-in, and one game away from being in the national title game. And so truly, about anybody can win it. And you think about the Butlers and Virginia Commonwealths, and so really, really competitive.
Obviously, you know the quality of team that you're playing last night and also on Saturday, too, with Houston and Gonzaga. When you hear that your program outscored them 164-129, did the way that you guys just dominated on the court at all surprise you?
It did, yeah, against both teams. You know, we played a really physical Houston team, you know, a team that was relentless on the offensive boards, right? Had a past history this entire year of just, you know, creating second, third, fourth shots, right, for themselves and, you know, in your face, gonna guard you, right, the entire 40 minutes. And so that one surprised me. You know, we were really, really good. And, you know, I think because of COVID, you know, we lost our credibility, not within our team, but I just think externally we lost our credibility from people around, just how good we are, defensively. And a lot of that was because, you know, the first three or four games coming out of COVID, we weren't, you know, very good defensively, but, I thought we were elite defensively against Houston, and then obviously we're able to shoot the ball from the perimeter, and your both All-Americans played great, Davion and Jared and the rest of the group. And then you know, last night I'm not going to say this surprise, because I don't want to discredit our team, because again, I think there was a great belief. I think we all felt like we were going to win, but not necessarily by that margin. And, you know, obviously Gonzaga, great team, at least three pros, you know, starting, and Coach Few, tremendous, unbelievable coach. And that program, you know, when you think about model program, you think about Gonzaga, just high character, do it the right way, really, really good kids. And, man, for us to, we were really good. And I think it, you know, I think probably, you know, not playing the game on December 5th probably helped us, right? It probably, you know, for Gonzaga to have not played us and not maybe fully realize just how we can guard when we're locked in and when we want to guard, right? And then just the athleticism of our guards. You know, they were just, you know, they were really good. And, you know, Mark Vidal on the boards last night.
Great.
I think he finished with 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just unreal. So, complete team effort. And, yeah, a little bit surprised by the score.
Last thing I'll ask you, the AD of Baylor, Mac Rhodes, here with us. Has it sunk in yet? Does it feel real? Is it still, you're kind of living on cloud nine and it seems like a dream?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, Zach, it's a great question. It's kind of like cloud nine, kind of a little bit of a dream. And, you know, I can't figure it out if it's because you're just so tired or jubilated, but yeah, it's still surreal. And, I don't know that feet have touched the ground yet. And, you know, I'm sure they will here in the next 24 to 48 hours and, with all of the after, events, but, just, man, so proud of our team, so proud of our kids, so proud of Scott and our staff, and just what a tremendous job, what a tremendous journey.
Well, congratulations. Get some sleep, get some rest. I know it's going to be tough because, once again, you're going to have to pinch yourself and make sure that this thing is real. But once again, we're so happy for you and your program. Thanks so much for doing this, Mac.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate you having me on. You take care, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.